I will second that motion. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. BOE number 386. Motion passes to change appraised value to $1,414,408.
And this is the last one, 361.
350 or 61?
61, 361. This is the Hilton Convention Center.
Oh, that's an easy one. I'm kidding. 361.
Now, on this one, Rick did not talk to me about this. When I looked at the history, the PVAL, it's been all the same for years. I was just leaving it where it was. He didn't give me financials.
Page 9.
Thank you, Stephanie.
So this one, obviously, I'm sure you guys are aware of the setup. A lot of the rooms are condoed. So they, since the financials are, they have other owners embedded within the overall financials, they would not authorize me again to share the financials because we didn't have authorization. We're not appealing the other condos.
Sure.
We didn't have authorization. So, but they did again allow me to show the changes from 19 to 20. So their ADR only dropped 2% from 19 to 20. They made a choice that they would rather eat it on the occupancy and leave the ADR the same. So that way when they increased the ADR, they wouldn't have to increase it a ton. The occupancy dropped 40%, and then in turn, the NOI dropped 68%. So my pro forma is based on, again, we represent 200 hotels across the Midwest. A lot of them are similar to this Hilton. So I pulled expense ratios and cap rates from that data. So my income analysis using just assumptions of an increase to ADR and occupancy, sorry, came out to $13 million, and then my stabilized value with the impairment came out to $12 million, so I just split the baby at $12.5 million.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
How many rooms are involved in this section?
205. 205.
Five floors?
What's that?
First five floors or four floors?
It's spread out. I mean, some condos are on the fourth floor, some are on the sixth floor.
The condos are so many floors up.
That's on the promenade. The
You're talking about the Hilton Hotel.
The Convention Center Hotel, yeah.
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 No, from it's like the fifth floor up is all condos. Anything below is hotel.
Does that encompass the condo hotels?
No, there's if
no,
you,
he's
if,
just talking about everything.
Yeah,
below.
So if you count the condo rooms, there's like a total of 293 rooms.
Yeah.
But just on this parcel, there's 200.
It's just the motel part.
Correct.
Nothing to do with the
right,
top
even the,
four or five
right,
floors.
Even all the, those are just regular hotel rooms.
Or where Big Whiskey is, that...
No,
it's across the street.
Across the street.
361.
Okay, those. Okay.
But that's also where the condo tells are, right?
I'm sorry?
That's where the condo tells are in that building?
Well, they're both condos. Promenade and the Convention Center are both condos.
Oh, okay. All right. Because we established a price on... If they're the same size, I mean, you guys already established a price that Rick agreed to for $62,000-something per room, right?
I don't know that we agreed to anything.
You did on that whole pile of BLH stuff that we did before. They were separate condo hotels from the 200 Sycamore?
Was that yesterday or the day before?
God, I've never left this room. I'm sleeping there.
So, yeah, if you took this...
Do you know what day it was?
I think it was the day before yesterday.
If you took the $66,000 a room that she references, it gets us the $13.5 million, which is just slightly above my high end of the income analysis. I think
$13.5 million.
I think that's reasonable.
Mm, The number...
It's 205 rooms.
62,342 sounds like it, because it brings him in the 12 where he's talking.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Okay, so okay. That nut...
I want to get the same numbers we had the other day, because okay. We agreed all the way across. So, to be fair, can you bring any of the BLH up from 200 Sycamore Street?
I'm trying to... I've slept since then, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are so on the next. Yeah. Thank you.
Probably should just bring a sleeping bag.
This is probably under.
That's, I mean, if it's 62.5 a room at 205 rooms, that's 12,812,500.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jeff, 12 what?
If it's 205 rooms at 62.5 per room, that is 12,812,500.
Okay. Again, if they're not going to share their financials, there's nothing else I can do.
No, I think the 12.8 is...
Well, I appreciate you thinking of that and helping, trying to come up with a reasonable... Did that say 67.5 or 62.5?
You said 62.5.
So in that, was it 205 rooms?
Yes.
Does that include the level 2 steakhouse and all that too? Is that all part of this?
Well, it would be
do we not get to count that part?
Well, that would be baked into the income and expense because they collect the income and expense on that.
But
so.
We didn't count that here.
We're not counting that in your.
So I have to. I have to have that too.
Rooms.
Yeah.
Them are just motel rooms.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, my income, I mean, you still look at it on a per room basis. You wouldn't carve out the restaurant space.
Right. But the way he's doing it, he is. He's only saying 205 rooms times, what was that number, Jim?
62,500.
That's not counting the big level 2 steakhouse that costs you $100 right. to go in there and have a steak.
And I hear you on that, Kenny, but however, on some of the other hotels, if we're going on a per hotel room basis, some of those other hotels also have restaurants within them. So I don't know all of them, but I know the Chateau definitely did. But
do you take that into account on those other ones?
Yeah, that's just a question. I'm not trying to argue
right.
with you.
You
just
see
saying.
Where I'm getting at too. I mean, we got this at $15 million.
Okay,
this sucker, it's all glass.
Mm-hmm. I drive by it every day.
So we're missing a whole floor is what Kenny's pointing out. So we need to add a little something for the floor.
So my high
your end request was 13.5, wasn't it?
No, my request was 12.5, but my high end request was 13,020,000. If they want to account for that space, then that I'm fine with.
I mean,
sorry.
No, you're right.
You see where I'm coming from?
No, I completely understand.
I'm not trying to
no, and you know, my income and expense, which is the basis of the 13,020,000, would account for that amount. So that's perfectly reasonable.
It doesn't matter to me whatever you guys want to do. But
well, that's
the reason we need your input.
Yeah.
You know, I measured it when it was brand new.
Yeah.
Probably I was probably the one that put the $15 million on it. So, you know.
So yeah, I mean the 13,020, which would, you know, it would add, it would take. It wouldn't probably cover, again, because it's taking into account the COVID effect. So obviously, at the $15 million, it would take. So I'm okay with the 13,020,000 that I came up with.
I think if I did that 10%.
Well, and on the golf course when we did Rick's stuff, he was agreeable to the last year's amount. So I don't know, you know, where you want to go with this.
Yeah, we're coming up with a figure here.
Thank you.
All right. So, based on a 10% discount, like what we did prior, that would make the amount 13,922,100. I would make a motion that we move the valuation of BOE number B. $1,361,361 to $13,922,100.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. Did you get that valuation, Wes?
$13,922,100.
Yep. All right, you don't have to look at me anymore.
Hey, I appreciate your patience,
yeah,
Mr. Willard. Any type of sharpness is not directed toward you. We're just trying to get through these.
No, it's fine.
And I appreciate the assessor and her team helping give an input on this. So,
and I'm assuming we'll get formal decision letters in the mail.
You will get decision letters in the mail. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
And enjoy your next county.
Yeah. Well, I hope there is accommodating to you all then.
Hey.
Thank you.
We have pastries up here. So let them know that.
They took them away.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a safe trip.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure those pastries still exist.
Yes, Scott Roberts. All right. Mr. Roberts has been waiting for a while. Does anybody need to use the restroom very quickly?
I'd like to go if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can just wait just a brief moment, Mr. Roberts. So we're going to take a short restroom break.
I didn't bring my iced tea today. My Mountain Dew before that.